If after Shemitah, somebody, the loiver, wants to pay you back, even though maybe it's not supposed to, but even after Shemitah, the loiver comes with the money and wants to give the money back to the malva. So the locher is, Sorich sheyoyim aloy mishamatani. The malva first has to refuse. And the malva has to tell the loiver, it's Shemitah, like Shamat, you don't have to pay me back. But the Imamalai, if the Leivah says, Afal Pekain, even so, then you kabli menu. Then you should know the Malva is allowed to receive the money. It's not the pshat that there's an issa for him to receive it. It's only that he has to tell him it's Shemitah. But if the Leivah says, even so, I want to give it to you, then he's allowed to receive it. Shinema, because the Pasuk says like this, it says, V'zeh Devar HaShemitah. So Idashin, deeper is enough, as long as you said Shamat. That, listen, I don't want the money now. Sharia stops the chayiv. That's enough. And if the Malva Leiva says, even though I want to give it, then he's allowed to. As a Sarach Leima Diba Shal Shemitah. You only have to say Diba, that's all. And Omar Rabba says, you should know, V'tolilei Adiyom Hachi. The Malva has a right to force the Malva to say, Afa Pekain. The Malva has a right to force the Leiva to say Afal Pekain. Rasmu Tolos Hashem Hoya writes a Lachzabai Yid Lenu Malaitz Im Gavra Yoda Yadiyom Leafal Pekain. If the Malva is strong enough, like the Malva has the right to force the Leiva to tell the Leiva to say Afal Pekain. In other words, what happens here? The Leiva first wants to give back the money. The Malva has to say nothing doing. But if the Leiva says, even so, I want to give it to you, then the Malva has the right to take it. So, Eisvei Abayi Yes Akash, it says, Kishu Noisim Loi, when the Leiva wants to pay you up, is Al Yoyim Loi V'choyv Yanei Nois Necho. He's not supposed to say, I'm going to pay you up, because this is the money I owe you. El Arada Yoyim Loi, the Leiva is supposed to tell the Malva, Shalihein, really this money is my own money. Uva Matana Nei Nois Necho, I still want to give it to you for Matana, that's all, but not more. Mashma, he's not supposed to really pay it back, he's only supposed to give it to you for Matana. So Amalei, he said back, Tolile nami yada amahachi, enoch nami. That this is also what he should say. Shashi, b'matana ni naisen lecho, v'yen ka mishum lo yigosh, lo b'beidina katovilev lab mishum choyv. That's also what he meant to say before. That the Malva has a right, like if he's strong enough to force the Leiva, to make the Leiva like paid back to him, but not Pateras a real choyv, but Pateras is giving him a matana. I gotta really force somebody, you have a right to keep on nudging him until maybe he'll give in and he'll want to give it to you for matana. Abba Barmaso Teheve Abba Barmanyumi. It was the same person, Abba Barmanyumi. Have a Masig Be Rabba Zuzi. He owed Rabba money. Rabba once lent him money, that had to pay back to Rabba. Is Asinun Alei B'Shvius. So Rabba now, the Malva, came to them on Shvius and said, pay me up, like after Shemitah. Omalei. So Abba Barmanyumi said, "Okay, Asinu Nalei B'Shvius." So they came to pay up Rabba after Shemitah. Omalei Mishamatani. So Rabba said, "Listen, it's after Shemitah now. I can't take the money. Shaklinu, take the money. V'yozal." So that's what happened. They took the money and they went away. The kids, so they did not pay back Rabba. So what happened was, Ozal Abaya Abaya went Ashkechede V'yotzif. He saw Rabba feeling very bad. Omalei, Sabaya said to Rabba, Amai Yotzev Ma, how come you're feeling so bad? Omalei, Hochi Avi Maisa. He told him over the story, that these people came to pay me up the money, and I told them, Alocha, I can't receive the money, and they went away. In other words, they didn't come and tell me, Afal Pekain, I want to give you the money. They didn't end up and say like that. They just said, okay, you don't want to take the money, goodbye. So Rabba felt bad, how come they didn't end off saying, even so, still take it. So also the Gabbais, Abayu went to them, Abayu went to him, Abayu went to his Abba. Omalei, Amtis Le Zuzi Lamar, so Abayu asked him, listen, did you give any money to Mar? Did you pay him up? Did you pay back Abayu? Omalei in, he said yes. As we went to Rabba, we went to pay him up. Omalei, Umay Omalecho, so Abayu asked Abba Baminyumi, what did Rabba tell you? Omalei, so he said back, that Rabba told me, Mishamatani. That you should know it's after Shemitah, I can't collect the money anymore. So he says, okay, you're free of pain. All right, turn over. That's what Rabbi answered me. So Omalei, so Abaye asked Abba Bar Minyumi, V'yamarta le'yafa pikein? But did you say back to Rabba that even so, still I want to pay you? Omalei lo'y? They said, no, that we didn't say. So Omalei, Shishino, so Abba Bar Minyumi asked Abaye, V'yamarta le'yafa pikein avishak lidaminach? And what would have been if I would have said to him, even so, I want you to accept the money, would have accepted it? So Abaye told him, Abaye told him that if you would have told Rabbah, even so, I want to pay you up, then Rabbah would have accepted the money. So right now, I'm to you, Nalei, go back to him. Go back to Rabbah and tell Rabbah, so Kitz Abaye told this Abba Bar Minyumi to go back and still try and pay the money back to Rabbah. So Ozal, Abba Bar Minyumi went to Rabbah, Amtinan Alei, V'yomalei, and he went to Rabbah and said, I want to pay you. And again, Rabbah said no. And now Abba Bar Minyumi answered back and said, Afa Pikein, even so, still I want to give it to you. So Shaklini Minei, that's the mindset that Rabbah now accepted the money. Omar, he said, Lehevi Beidaita by Tzumi Rabbonim Mikoro. Like Mashma, at the beginning, you didn't want to really pay me. But now you came back and you paid me, so I'm accepting the money. So Omar Rashi, Rabbah, Lehevi Beidaita by Rabbonim Mikoro, Devil Elameim, after he came. He didn't know, he didn't like, he just think out, like, basically, he didn't know the Talacha that you're supposed to say, after he came. A Kopon is Mashma, though, that you're allowed to do with the Chachila. That after Shemitah, that true, the Malva first has to say, I can't take the money, but if the Leivis says, Afa Pekain, still I want to pay it to you, then the Chachili, you're allowed to take the money. Omer Rav Yudam Rav Nachman, Neman Adam Leima Pruzbul Hoye Biyod Biyobin Rimeni. A person is Neman to say that, I had a Pruzbul and I lost it. In other words, the Malva wants to collect his money now after Shemitah. So we believe him if he tells us that he had a Pruzbul written up. My time, what's the reason? Why do we believe him? Like, Lechuri wants to be Maitzi Mom and he's collecting the money now. So we should say, Olav Lavi Raya. Teretz is, Kiva the Tekina Rabban a Pruzbul, since the Hillel made a Takana. To make a Pruzbul, it's a Svara that for sure he did it. That Leshava Ketera Biyachli Sura. Like, for sure he did what's Mutter, and he wouldn't stop relying on Issa. So most probably he did it. Mara says, Ki Austin the Kaim of the Rabban, went in front of Rav Amalei. Midi Pruzbul Hoy Lecha. When a Malva wanted to collect the money, so Rav himself asked the person, did you have a Pruzbul? The Yovan, it got lost. He said, like this time, we're supposed to open up our mouths for a person that doesn't say it. In other words, any Malva that comes to collect the money after Shemitah, we ourselves open up our mouths for him. And try and tie it for him, like even if he doesn't have a Pruzbul, we ask him, listen, maybe you had a Pruzbul and it got lost. Because most times people do write Pruzbul. Tonight we learned, V'chein bal choiv shemoitzi shtar choiv, v'yeni moi Pruzbul, is a rei elu lo yifro. It says not that, it says a bal choiv goes to collect the money, and he doesn't have a Pruzbul, he can't collect the money. So Mara says, Tanoi, takashur, samachoik is Tanoim. Tanoi, we learn like this, ha-moitzi shtar choiv, sor she'i moi Pruzbul, l'chol moim remain at sor rechno. Why Rashi says the Neman Leima Nevad? So it's like a machoikas in this prat that if a Malva now comes to collect his money and he doesn't have a Pruzbul, is he believed to say that he had a Pruzbul just he lost it? That's like a machoikas Tanoim. One time it says no, he's not Neman because the Maisa, you're the one that's going to collect the money to be Maisa the Mammon. So you say a Maisa Mechaveira, you have to prove it. The other time it says no, it's a Svarab Shuta that for sure he did it. And so he speaks out, for this reason, he's never even without a shvua. He doesn't even have to swear to us. He's believed to say that he had a Pruzbul written up. Mishnah Nu Alacha now. Eved Shenishba, an Eved Kanani of a Jew that was captured by the Goyim. Opadu, and people paid the ransom, people freed him. So it depends. The person that paid the money now, what was his intentions? Im Lushum Eved, if his intention was to get him out of the Goyish hands, but to still keep him as an Eved, is Yishtabit, it still has to be an Eved. We'll soon see to who. In Lashun Ben Chorin, if he wanted to free him now, to become a Ben Chorin, Lo Yishtabit, nobody's allowed to work with him, he has to like be free. We'll soon see what the case is. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Leimano, that Ben Kach or Ben Kach Yishtabit, In both cases, this Eved, after he's freed from the ransom, still he has to go back to be a slave. So Mar says, but my askina, what are we talking about over here? Eli Malufna Yish, if we're talking about what happened. First, Reuven owned an Eved Kanani, and some Goyim kidnapped him. And then somebody came and paid the ransom. So if Reuven, the first owner, was not Miyayish, did not give up from getting it back, so the Eved still belongs to Reuven. Says so, Lashum Becher, even if this new person now freed him, to make this Eved free, Amaylo Yishtabit. Why doesn't he still have to work for Reuven, the first owner? He wasn't Miyayish, it belongs to him. Ella, for sure you have to tell me Liacha Yish. The Mishnah is talking about after the owner was already Miyayish. If so, Lishum Eved Amayishtabit. Why does it say if this person that pays the ransom does it that this Eved Kanani should go back to being Eved Kanani, he still has to work? The first owner was Miyayish. Yish should be kind, he should go out free. So Rabbi Abai says like this, the Pshat is Li'erlam of Nayish. Really we're talking about before the first owner was Miyayish. Well, Lishum Eved, what does it mean he has to go back to work? It means true, Yishtab of the Rabbi Rishon, true. He has to go back work for the first owner. What about Lishum Ben Chorin? Let's say the person that paid the ransom had in mind to let him go free. Is Lo Yishtabit. Here he's not supposed to work. Who? Lo Yishtabit Lo the Rabbi Rishon, Lo the Rabbi Sheni. He doesn't work for the first owner, and not for this person now that freed him. Why not? Lo Rabbi Sheni Loi Do Lishum Ben Chorin Parkeo. That's Pasha. To the new one that freed him now, paid the money for him, he had intentions of letting him go out free. So for sure, he's not an Eved, it's him, he doesn't have to work for him. But the question is though, the Rabbi Rishay Nami, how come he doesn't have to go back to work for the first Odin? There was no Yish yet. I tell you, a new Svara of Dilma Mimnoyev Loi Pirki. The new Svara said that if people pay the ransom, Al-Manasri should be freed, people only pay ransom if they know he's going to be a Ben Chorin. But if they think it's still going to be an Eved, they wouldn't pay the money. Therefore, it's at the corner of the Rabbanan to say, in such a case, that the first Eved should have to like free his Eved. Because otherwise, the Eved would have never been freed from the Goyim. Like people that pay ransom money, they only did it Amanas, that this Eved Knani should become a Ben Chorin. That's a takana that the first Odin should free him then. We have Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, I'm a Ben Kach or Ben Kach Yishtabit. No, indeed, both cases, still he has to work for the first Odin. Kisava, because he holds like this, that Kishem Shemitzel Liftois as Ben Chorin, Kach Mitzlevdois as Savadim, no, the same mitzvah applies. He's an Eved Kanani true, but he has a lot to do mitzvahs like an Isha, so there's a mitzvah to be pointed to pay the ransom for an Eved Kanani also. So therefore people won't stop from doing it. So therefore if the first owner was not Miyayish yet, he still has to work for the first owner. Rav Omer Rav says, Li'olam Li'acha Yish. Now the Mishnah is talking about after the first owner was Miyayish, gave up hope. If so, Lishum Eved, what does it mean he has to work still? Yishtaba the Rabbi Sheni, he has to work for the new owner. Because he paid the ransom like he's the one that's kind to him now. Lishum Ben Chorin, what does it mean? Lo Yishtab Adol Rabbi Rishon Adol Rabbi Sheni. If the second one paid the ransom, Amnashi should be freed, he remains freed. Because the Rabbi Sheni Lo doesn't have to work for Adol Lishum Ben Chorin Perku. But the second one freed him to be a free person. The Rabbi Rishon Ami Lo Adol Yacha Yish. Because it's after Yish, heavy. And Yish is kainah, therefore, he goes out free. Hashimah Nomi Lo Ima Benkach Benkach Yishtabit. Still he has to work. The question is why? The Odin was Miyayish. Why does he have to work? So Gemara says there's also Takana here. Kedechiskiya. The Yom HaChiskiya. Mifneimah Omer, why was it said that Benkach or Benkach Yishtabdu, in both cases, this Eved still has to work? Shlo Yehei Kol Echad V'yechad Heulach O'mapal Atzma L'Gaisois. O'mafki Atzma M'dei Rabboi. That we're afraid otherwise all the Eved Kanani would like the idea. Like here they're working hard for an Odin, for Esther. So they'll let themselves be captured by army men, and they'll think that somebody else will be paid to them, and then they'll become free. So if that's the way that if somebody else pays the ransom, they do become free, we're afraid all the Avodim will do this. See, so even after the owner was Miyayish, still there's a takana, he has to go back to work. Meisvei Avakasha says, Omer Leim Rishon Ben Gamliel, Kishem Shemitzvah Liftos as Bnei Chorin, Kach Mitzvah Liftos as Avodim. That's what Shimon Gamliel answered back. It said, there's a mitzvah to be paid the avodim also. So Bishlei Melabai Diyom Lufnei Yish, the mitzvah is talking about Lufnei Yish, Hainu Dekom Kishem. That's what we had to say, it's for of Kishem. The first owner was not Miyayish, so really you should have to work for the first one. So then, why do we say, so that's what Shimon Gamliel says, that even if somebody freed him to be free, still he works for the first Eved. because there's a mitzvah to be paid in Eved Kanani also. Ela l'rova d'yom liyacha yish. Hi, so why does Shimon have to answer back and say this is where it was? Kishain, he should answer back rather mishum the chiskiyu. If after the yom is miyayish, know why he has to work, it's only because the chiski is svara. So Shimon said the wrong svara. Omlach Rabba says like this. Rabbi Shimon Megalmila have a yod of my kamer rabbonin. He didn't know exactly what was the rabbonin svara. Vachi kamalhu. This is what Rabbi Shimon Megalmila answered back to the rabbonin. Either way you say, I have a reason against you. Elif na yish kamris. If you're talking about before yish, hainu kishain, then you know why the eved still has to work right now? Because even if he'll be an eved, people will still free him. If you're talking about liyacha yish, kerechiskiya, you know why he still has to work? Because lachiskiya svar, we don't want the avodim to go out free, that the avodim themselves should not start to run away from the master to be caught by the geisus. Yeah. Ularav diyam liyacha yish, talking about liyacha yish now. Ularabai shenin, who does he have to work for? For the second master, the one that freed him. For the gemara, rabbi shenin, but my konale. Who is he kind of from? How does he have a kinyan that's have a kanani now? So my answer is Mishaboy. He's like Kainerit from the people that captured him. From the kidnappers, he's buying it off the kidnappers. So my answer is Kasha, but Shavnoi Gufi Mikonalei. Well, the kidnappers, they're Goyim. Do they have any Kenyan in this Eved? My answer is in yes. Konalei Lemaisi Yodov. They're Kainim, at least that he has to work for him. The Yomar Ashlokish. Minayin, how do we know Leovik Echovim? Shekonas Leovik Echovim Lemaisi Yodov. One guy could own another guy just for the fact that he has to work for him. Shenamah, the pasuk says, "V'megam b'bnei atishov v'magorim mochem, mehem tiknu." That means, "Atem kainem mehem, v'loihem kainem mechem, v'loihem kainem zeh zeh, yochol loyichna zeh zeh, loyichna zeh zeh." Amr loihem kainem zeh zeh. We'll stop here. Mean to say is that they can't be kainem kinyan aguf, but a kinyan ma'ase yodav that a guy could have. A guy could own another guy just that he has to work for him. But when a Jew owns an Eved Kanani, that's a Kenyan Aguf. It's more than just Tava Maisi Yodav. That a guy can't have. All right, we'll stop here. You really were holding the Flamed Ches. Just this last Gemara again was. The Shalom was last four lines. Was Ulurova. The Yom Aliyacha Yish. Rava said, we're talking about now that after the owner was Miyayish upon his Eved Kanani. So it says that Ula Rabbi Sheni. So it says he has to work for the Rabbi Sheni. That's the way Rav learns. The question was Rabbi Sheni Miman Konele. From who was the second master Konel? In other words, the Mishnah is talking about we have an Eved Kanani that was captured, that the Goyim captured him, and now another Jew came and freed him, paid the ransom. So it says that if the first owner was Miyayish, so the first owner doesn't get him back anymore, but instead he works by the second one. The question is now, how was the second owner kind of him? Miman Konilei. So Gemara says, Mishaboy, the second owner, the second Jew that freed him, paid the ransom, is kind of acquires him from this guy that captured him. So Gemara asked the Kasha, Shaboy Gufa Mikonilei. Was the one that captured him, this guy, is he kind of the Eved Kanani? So Gemara says, in yes, Konilei Lamaisa Yodov. The halacha is that this guy that captured the Eved Kanani is kind of the guy for Maisa Yodav. That means that the guy now has to work, the Eved has to work for him. The Yom Reshlok, the Shlok said like this, Minayin, how do we know this halacha? Minayin le'ovik kechovim. She'akone es le'ovik kechovim le'maisa Yodav. How do we know that there's such halacha, one guy could own another guy? A guy could buy another guy that the second guy now has to work for him. Le'maisa Yodav. Not a kinyan haguf. Like if you want to free him, you don't have to give him a get shichur, but just lemaisa yada of the work that he does, like he has to work for you. Shenema, because the pasuk says v'gam mibnei hatoshavim agerim mimachem mehem tiknu. Says even the nations that live around you, you're allowed to buy avodim. You can buy slaves from them. So vidashin is an extra word mehem tiknu. So vidashin atem kainim mehem. You could buy from them. A Jew could buy a Eved Kanani. When a Jew buys an Eved Kanani, it has the lach of an Eved Kanani. But for loy heim,